It happened 85 years ago in the rich pasture land of the Kansas Flint Hills. Newt Kenneth Rockne, the legendary football coach at the University of Notre Dame, along with seven other men, died in a plane crash. Born in Voss, Norway, Rockne came to Notre Dame in 1910 as a 23-year-old freshman from Chicago's Scandinavian North Side. At Notre Dame, he excelled in sports, captained the football team his senior year, and helped the Fighting Irish pull off a 35-13 victory over Army at West Point. That victory helped put Notre Dame, a small Catholic school, on the college gridiron map. A fine all-around student, Rockne acted in school plays, helped edit the yearbook, played flute in the school orchestra, and graduated magna cum laude with a degree in chemistry. In 1918, he became Notre Dame's head football coach, and in just 13 years, he compiled an unmatched record of 105-12-5. Along the way, his football team captured three national championships. Yes, Newt Rockne died in Kansas, but he had many other connections to the Sunflower State. He had a close relationship with KU basketball coach Fog Allen. He gave a presentation to the Native American students at Haskell Indian School in 1928 and traded coaching philosophy strategies with the Indians football coach Bill Lone Star Dietz. Charlie Bachman, a fellow Notre Dame alum and the head football coach at Kansas State, provided Rockne with the dope on Rockne's gridiron nemesis, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Moreover, the Rockne Football Coaching School held an annual session in Wichita. On the 30th of March, 1931, Rockne departed South Bend, Indiana, stopped in Chicago to visit his mother on her birthday, and then took the overnight train to Kansas City to catch a plane to Los Angeles. The main purpose of the trip was to be an advisor for a movie on college football. While stopping in Kansas City, Rockne planned to meet his sons, Billy and Newt Jr., students at Pembroke School who were returning by train from a trip to Florida. But the train was late, so Rockne proceeded to the Kansas City airport and, along with five other passengers, boarded a small plane operated by Trans World Airlines. The flight departed Kansas City at 9:30 a.m. on a chilly, overcast morning for its first stop in Wichita to pick up mail. About 40 minutes into the flight, the TWA pilots encountered low clouds and limited visibility and thought of returning to Kansas City. But they radioed ahead and were told by TWA officials in Wichita that the weather was clear with unlimited ceiling. And so the plane pushed on. At 10:45 a.m., a radio operator in Wichita transmitted this message: "Are you going to get through to Wichita?" The co-pilot on Rockne's plane replied, "Don't know yet, don't know yet." Those six words were the last received. Investigators believe that it was just a few minutes later that the airplane came down violently in a cow pasture just south of Bazaar, Kansas. The bodies of the passengers, pilot and co-pilot, were taken to the Croy Funeral Home in Cottonwood Falls for identification and embalming. Rockne's body was then taken by train, accompanied by his sons, to South Bend. The funeral was held on Holy Saturday, April the 4th. 1,400 people packed the Sacred Heart Basilica at Notre Dame. 10,000 more gathered outside the church. The whole service was broadcast worldwide by CBS Radio. Newt Rockne was 43 years old when he died. Obviously, there is no way to know how the lives of these men, Newt Rockne, the pilots, and the five other passengers, would have played out. All deaths, tragic or otherwise, leave the rest of us wondering just what might have been.